Now that you have learned about what you can and cannot do in the case of escalating behaviors, let's look at the FBA process to decrease the use of restrictive procedures. In your job, you should always be searching for ways to reduce the incidence of emergency use of manual restraints. Let's meet Jenny.
Jenny is a friendly and social young woman with autism who communicates without using words, lives with three others in a beautiful home in an urban area. Due to Jenny's physical aggression being predominantly directed at her housemates, staff had needed to restrain Jenny twice in the last 2 months. You know the increased number of restraints is not good for Jenny, your staff, or other women living in the home. Because Jenny's behaviors have escalated, you want to reduce or prevent this behavior from occurring to improve Jenny's quality of life as well as those around her.